Blog Talk Radio.
Send it right here at Open Talk 2, live and uncensored. Hope everyone is having an awesome afternoon. Y'all, right here in Houston, Texas, we got the rodeo going on. If anybody has been on any good rides, y'all had some good food, y'all hit me up at 347-215-6288. Let me know what your experience was on this rodeo. You know, I've never been to the rodeo. If I have, it was when I was really, really little and I didn't remember. But anyway, y'all had that nice experience, that good old food, that barbecue. Y'all hit me up and let me know. All right, switching gears a little bit. Gonna go to my favorite show in the whole wide world, My Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. If y'all been tuning into that, it has been a whirlwind situation with Miss Rashida and Kurt. I know this just got to be a part of the storyline, and I'm hoping that's all it is. But I'm a little sad. I'm almost crying. You know, I love them too. But the BAM has left a little scratchy. Mama D's trying to hook that back up, but I don't know how that's gonna work. But anyway, Jocelyn has not had the baby on this season, but I think she had a beautiful baby girl. So I can't wait to see how that little storyline going to play out. Also, y'all have been following the first family of hip-hop, the Sugar Hill Gang, and Lady Luck got engaged. Kudos to her. And, it's a lot been going on. He was trying to figure out if he was going to leave the empire to the kids, to the sister or the niece and all that. But at the season finale, he decided he's going to make them hustle. He gave them all a piece of a record label. And now they're going to bring their own artist to the table, and I guess the best person wins. So that was a good challenge for the kids. That's something good. I think that shows them how to do their thing just like them with a record label. So kudos to them. I enjoyed their season. I really, really, really like them. But anyway, I'm going to drop some jams. And today on the show, let me go back. Last week on the show, had the hardest working man in Hollywood. Had Mr. Corey Hart with on the show. Y'all talking about all his latest new movies he's dropping. And, he worked kind of hard, y'all. Y'all got to go back and check him out. He's kind of fun, too. But today on the show, got an author, a published author, got Amy Mulford on the show. She's going to be talking about how she got inspired of writing her books. She started out writing kids' books and started out writing information to help you with your dog, potty training and whatnot. So y'all definitely check that out on Amazon. But now she has dug deep into the romance novel. So, when I talked to her, I was like, we hope you got a little juicy juice in there because, we kind of like that little juicy juice. So, anyway, but y'all definitely stick around. Don't go nowhere. Check out her interview. And I'm going to drop some jams real quick. I'm going to give you a blast from the past. And when I come back, going to have Amy up in the house. Don't go nowhere.
This is South D. This is Will J. Killer T. Hey, what? Kicking it with the homegirl, Cindy. Old and tall, too.
the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party.
Oh God, when they travel and do like book stuff. Do, are you going to do things like that, or are you just probably going to do like a local pilot?
I'm not really sure. Everything's new right now.
Okay.
This is my first time working with a publisher.
Okay.
I'm working with the fabulous Wahida Clark and her publishing company.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm trying them right now.
That's good. I am excited. I can't wait. So, so once it actually drops, can you tell us maybe a little bit about the romance novel? Just a little snippet. Just tell us a little something.
Well, I decided to write the kind of story that what I would like to read.
Okay.
So what I like is mystery. I like plot twists. I like some suspense, and then I also like a little bit of hardcore, non-romantic sex in there to keep me going.
Yeah. we want that. We need that sometimes.
We do.
Okay. So any other current projects that you're working on besides that?
So, if you read this book when you get to the end of it,
months to probably 8 months, and every now and then she'll say, doing right today, but she never does. And I never, you know, I try to encourage her, but she just does not write her book. So she has not finished the book. So
6 to 8 years doesn't die, because I hear people saying they've been working on something for 7 to 9 years.
Okay.
You tell her that's not bad, but you just, you know, go ahead, tell her. She's got homework to do, and she knows to do the next day. She knows she's got to do it.
Right.
So that's kind of the deadline you have to set for yourself. And people who work and have kids and whatever, even if you say 15 minutes, that means you sit down and you don't check your phone, you don't check your email, you know, 15 minutes, just vomit onto that page. Just write stuff.
I love that. I love that, Amy. And I am so excited. I can't wait. April the 4th. And do you have any information of where we can purchase the book, or we won't be giving out to April the 4th?
Actually, it's going to be available in all formats, Audible, physical book and downloads. And it's pretty much going to be available anywhere books are sold. You know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble,
okay.
iBooks, a few other sources, you know. So right now we have a soon-to-be-released little dossier called Meet the Players.
Okay.
And I think that's coming out. I just saw a preview of it last night. It's going to actually, you're going to be able to download this confidential report that's going to give you a little bit of a teaser about what the book's about, and you can meet the characters.
Yeah.
So that's something that you need to be checking out, either my social media or the fabulous Wahida Clark social media, because we're going to start blasting that out.
All right, girl. Well, again, I am excited for you, and I thank you for taking the time to call the show.
Thank you.
Yo, what's up? I'm Julio with the Flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm Julio with the Flow. Saka Zulu, man.
All right. Glass from the past.
Well, love and hip hop Atlanta. The artists, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Lizzie, on NowHipHop.com.
All right, I want to thank y'all for listening to the show tonight, and I want to thank my guest, author Amy, for calling in and giving us all this informative information. Y'all, please support her, follow her on her social media, buy her books on Amazon. Y'all just got it. She's on all the online sites to buy, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and all those places. So, again, thank you for calling the show. If you want to be on the show, you want to share some ideas, hit me up, opentalk2@yahoo.com. And, again, I'm looking for my independent artist, my female artist, going to have a rap battle soon. And I'm waiting on the girls to get out and play with the big boys in the yard. Let them know y'all can hang, too. Hit me up, opentalk2@yahoo.com. You want to be a part of that? Going to leave you with Houston's own Lil Troy, Wanna Be a Baller. Y'all have a good one, and I'll be back same time, same place, right here at Open Talk 2.
This is Lil Troy. This is White T2. And we're kicking my girl Cindy. See how we keep it 100.
Puffin' on the optimal.